Hello, readers of my weekly reflection. This is Dr. Peter, and this is the experiential exercise that goes along with the weekly reflection from April 10th, 2024. It's all about how do we love our children, and how do we love our children through loving ourselves better. In that reflection, we talked a lot about unconditional love. We talked about the need to attune to children, the need to attune to children's parts, and how those parts can vary from moment to moment in their mode of receiving and their openness and how they want to be loved. And the greater our capacity to love ourselves, the more that we are connected with our own parts, the more that our own parts have a sense of being loved, have a sense of being included in being a beloved little son or daughter of God, the more we have that, the better we'll be able to carry out the two great commandments, to love God with our whole heart and to love our neighbors as ourselves. That's what this experiential exercise is all about. Now, this whole business of loving and attunement and connection, it can bring up some intensity. So if you notice that, you know, there's this resistance inside to doing this exercise, let's pay attention to that. Let's not ignore any alarm bells or warning signs that are coming up. Let's be really thoughtful about whether this is a good fit for you right now. If you notice during the course of this experiential exercise that you are going into fight or flight mode, we call that hyperarousal, where you're getting worked up, your heart begins to pound harder, racing, right? That's sympathetic activation. We want to reground. We want to slow it down. We want to take a break. Maybe this is not something for you to do on your own yet, and that's okay. On the downside, if you're exiting your window of tolerance to the downside, going into that freeze response where you're shutting down, okay, that's also an indicator that this might not be the right time. It might be too much for your parts right now. We don't want to steamroll any parts. We don't want to override our protectors. If you notice again that there's not an openness to doing this, let's wait. Let's wait. And I'm going to invite you to take what is useful to you. Don't worry about whether you stay with this the whole way through. If you find that you're doing really beautiful work with a part, just do that work with a part. You don't have to follow everything that I offer. If it's helpful to have pens and pencils and paper to write things down, that's great. You can get physically comfortable. Just make yourself at home in a sense, right? We want some comfortableness here, some comfort. The degree that it's possible. And a lot of gentleness with yourself. There's a moment here for you to really care for yourself with kindness and gentleness. And that includes loving the parts of ourselves that are in need with care, with compassion. We really want to attend to those protector parts. They're the ones that are tasked with keeping us safe. They've taken on that role in our system because oftentimes they don't know that the innermost self can do that. And so we want to just take that time with them and see if it's okay. And in fact, we're going to start with those protector parts because those protector parts really need to be loved too. And we always start with the protector parts and we work with those parts first because they're the gatekeepers and we don't want to overwhelm them or override them or steamroll them. And we're going to go ahead and enter into this exercise now, if it seems right and good. An invitation to listen to those parts of you that handle day-to-day life. And what kind of love language do your protectors have? I'm just going to invite you to notice one part of you. If you can sense one part of you, maybe in your body, It's very common for parts to be present in the body. Maybe you're sensing it, you can see it. Some people are visual, can see their parts, others can hear them. This may be a part of you that's been working really hard to try to make everything work out for you and to try to keep you safe. And I'm just curious about what that part needs. Gary Chapman, Ross Campbell, they have these five love languages. Touch, words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. Now, I'm just inviting you to notice if anything shifted in you when I read those five languages, if any one of them stood out to you in some way as a love language that a part of you really needs. Touch, words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. I'm curious about what it was like when you were a child and this part experienced your parents. Which of those love languages might have been missing? Would it be okay to just acknowledge? Because no parent is perfect. Apart from God the Father and Mary our Mother, no parent is perfect. It's helpful to pause the recording and write down what your parts are telling you. It can be really helpful to give them a voice in writing. And maybe we can find this out too by asking what ways of loving are really difficult for you and your parts. Touch, words of affirmation, quality time, gifts. Acts of service. Which of those do you find really difficult? And can we get curious about that? Why might one or more of those be really difficult for parts? Maybe there's some stories that we can hear, if it's safe enough, if it seems right and good. Some stories that parts want to tell us about those love languages and what might have been missing when we were little, and about what those parts might need. By God's grace, within each one of us is the capacity to love in a variety of ways. It helps so much if we can have our own parts have a sense of having been loved unconditionally. Then we become free to love with much greater unconditionality, with much more completeness. And so I want to thank you for being with me in this experiential exercise. these are the kinds of experiential exercises we do all the time in the Resilient Catholics community. If you find that this kind of thing is really helpful to you, you might consider joining the Resilient Catholics community. You can go to soulsandhearts.com/RCC to find out more. But so much appreciation to your parts for this, the work that they're doing, and for the ways they've tried to protect you, and for the good intentions that they have. So much appreciation for the kindness and gentleness and working with parts. And with that, we'll bring this to a close. We'll invoke our patroness and our patrons, Our Lady, Our Mother, Untire of Knots. Pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint John the Baptist, pray for us.